Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 4, The Triple Soul Forces, pages 511 to 512. The ego of this great world of desire claimed earth and wide heavens for the use of man, head of the life it shapes on earth. Its representative and conscious soul, and symbol of evolving light and force, and vessel of the Godhead that must be. A thinking animal, nature's struggling lord, has made of her his nurse and tool and slave, and pays to her as wage and emolument, inescapably by a deep law in things, his heart's grief and his body's death and pain. His pains are her means to grow, to see and feel. His death assists her immortality. A tool and slave of his own slave and tool, he praises his free will and his master mind, and is pushed by her upon her chosen path. Possessor, he is possessed, and ruler, ruled. Her conscious automaton, her desire's dupe. His soul is her guest, a sovereign mute, inert. His body her robot, his life her way to live, his conscious mind her strong, revolted serf. The voice rose up and smote some in the sun. I am the heir of the forces of the earth. Slowly I make good my right to my estate. A growing godhead in her divinized mud, I climb, a claimant to the throne of heaven. The last born of the earth, I stand the first. Her slow millenniums waited for my birth. Although I live in time besieged by death, precarious owner of my body and soul, housed on a little speck amid the stars, for me and my use the universe was made. Immortal spirit in the perishing clay, I am God still unevolved in human form. Even if he is not, he becomes in me. The sun and moon are lights upon my path. Air was invented for my lungs to breathe, conditioned as a wide and wall-less space for my winged chariot's wheels to cleave a road. The sea was made for me to swim and sail and bear my golden commerce on its back. It laughs, cloven by my pleasure's gliding keel. I laugh at its black stare of fate and death. The earth is my floor, the sky my living's roof. All was prepared through many a silent age. God made experiments with animal shapes. Then, only when all was ready, I was born. I was born weak and small and ignorant, a helpless creature in a difficult world, travelling through my brief years with death at my side. I have grown greater than nature, wiser than God. I have made real what she never dreamed. I have seized her powers and harnessed for my work. I have shaped her metals and new metals made. I will make glass and raiment out of milk, make iron velvet, water unbreakable stone, like God in his astuce of artist skill, mould from one primal plasm protean forms, in single nature multitudinous lives. All that imagination can conceive, in mind intangible, remould anew in matters plastic, solid and concrete. No magic can surpass my magic skill. There is no miracle I shall not achieve. What God imperfect left, I will complete. Out of a tangled mind and half-made soul, his sin and error I will eliminate. What he invented not, I shall invent. He was the first creator, I am the last.